Good afternoon and welcome to this special worship service and induction service.
下午好，欢迎大家参加今天下午的这个感恩典礼。
Let us pray.
我们低头祷告。
Dear God, please speak to us from your word this afternoon.
谢谢天父，你要借着你的话语向我们的心灵说话。
Give us a heart after you.
给我们一个爱你的心。
And may we become obedient disciples.
我们成为一个真正的门徒。
Amen.
Amen.
Friends, there was a man who was converted in his old age.
曾经有个人，在他年老的时候，他信了主。
The church had prayed for this man for many decades.
教会里为这个人祷告了很多年。
He was hard and he was resistant.
他的心非常刚硬，而且来拒绝福音。
One day, an evangelist. Was preaching at the church, and for some reason the man turned up.
有一天，一个布道家来到这个教会，然后来传福音。这个人呢，出于什么原因，他来到这个教会
？At the end of the service, during a hymn, to everyone's amazement, the man came down to the front and shook the preacher's hand.
在聚会结束，大家唱赞美诗的时候，这个人走到前面来。出于每个人的意料之外，这个人上前抓住这个布道家的手。
They sat down together at the front pew as the people were dismissed.
当别人都渐渐散去的时候呢，这个人啊，给这个布道家坐在前面，坐在这个教会的前排椅子上。
And God opened up the heart of the man to the gospel of Jesus. He was saved from his sins, and he was given eternal life.
神打开他的心，使他的心能够向基督的福音敞开，然后他从罪中得到了拯救，而且得到了永生。
But he did not stop sobbing and saying, as tears ran down his wrinkled face, "I've wasted it. I've wasted it."
当他的眼泪顺着他的布满皱纹的脸颊流下来的时候，他一直不能控制的哭泣。他说：“我一生白活了，我白活了。”
John Piper, who writes this story, says that story that my father told me gripped me more than all the stories of young people who died in car wrecks before they were converted.The story of an old man weeping that he had wasted his life.
John Piper, 这个人说，这是我父亲告的一个故事。这个故事比我所听到的说，听到年轻人他出了车祸，在之前信了主那样的故事更让我感动。这个老人他为他浪费了他一生的生命而哭泣。一想到说我们年老的时候也会流着泪这么说，我们就太觉得太可怕了。
And the thought of coming.To old age and saying through tears, "I've wasted it. I've wasted it." It was a fearful and horrible thought for me. He said.
一想到一个人到年老的时候才能流泪说啊，我浪费了一生，这样的思想对我们来说是太可怕了。
We have one life. Don't waste it.
我们只有一生，我们不要浪费掉它。
We must live it for Jesus, because He is the one that matters.
我们应当为基督而活，因为只有他才对我们的生命最重要。
And in this church, we want to help you live for Jesus and Him alone.
在这个教会里，我们帮助你来为耶稣而活，而且是单单的来为耶稣而活。
There's a little poem that says, "Only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last."
有时候是说，人的生命只有一次，而且很快就要成为过去。只有为基督所做的，才会永远长存。
And life is not about you or me; it's about God and His glory.
生命不是对你对我来说的，而是关乎神和他的荣耀说的。
American pastor Rick Warren wrote, "It's not about you. The purpose of your life is far greater than your own personal fulfillment, your peace of mind, or even your happiness."
美国的一个牧师华里克他在《标杆人生》中这样说，他说：“人生不是关乎你。”你的人生的目的远远比实现你个人的价值，你心里的平安，是你的幸福更伟大。
It's far greater than your family, your career, or even your wildest dreams and ambitions.
它超过了你的家人，超过了你的职业，甚至你最疯狂的梦想。
If you want to know why you are placed on this planet, you must begin with God.
如果你想你为什么能生在这个地球上，你必须以神开始。
You are born for His purpose.
你出生是为了他的目的。
It's all for him.
一切都是为了他。
And the ultimate goal of the universe is to show the glory of God.
宇宙终极的目的就是要彰显神的荣耀。
So this afternoon we're going to look at five words which tell us the five things we should be doing for God.
今天下午我们要 看五个词，然后呢说到五件我们应当为神而做这个事。
The first one is magnification.
第一个字叫尊神伟大。
King David writes, I will praise the name of God with a song. I will magnify him with thanksgiving.
大卫王在诗篇的69篇30节说，我要以诗歌赞美神的名，以感谢神，称他伟大。
All true children of God long to honor, magnify, exalt God in, because of their salvation.
所有神的真正的儿女的标志，就是他们渴望能够彰显神，能够荣耀神，能够尊崇神，能够高举那个赐给我们救恩的神。
Psalm 40:16 says, May all who seek thee rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation always say, The Lord be exalted.
诗篇的40篇16节说，愿一切寻求你的因你高兴欢喜，愿那些喜爱你救恩的常说，当尊耶和华伟大。
Psalm 34:3 says, O magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together.
诗篇34篇3节说，你们和我当称耶和华伟大，一同高举他的名。
Friends, that was the cry of every Old Testament believer. It is now the longing of every true Christian.
这是每一个旧约圣徒的心声，也是我们每一个真正的基督徒的渴望。
1 Corinthians 10:31 says, Whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all to the glory of God.
格林多前书10:31说，你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而做。
Do everything so that God would be magnified, God would be glorified, God would be honored, God would be exalted.
我们做一切的事情，就是要使神得到荣耀，得到彰显，得到尊荣，得到高举。
The Apostle Paul was in prison in Philippians chapter 1.
保罗，使徒保罗在监狱里，他在腓立比书第一章写的。
And he said, It is my eager expectation and hope that I shall not at all be ashamed, but that with full courage now as always, Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death.
照着我所切慕的，所盼望的，没有一事叫我羞愧，只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
Friends, Paul wants to live and die in such a way that people will see how glorious and powerful and loving and merciful God is.
保罗无论是生无论是死，总想让人们看到神的荣耀，神的全能，神的慈爱和怜悯。
That will see and understand the cross of Christ, where Christ died for our sins.
只有这样，我们才会理解认识耶稣的十字架，耶稣为我们的死在上面。
I have seen Christian believers on their deathbed.
我曾经看到有些信徒，当他们死前。
And they're bringing glory and honor to Jesus.
他们给耶稣带来荣耀和尊贵。
They witness for Jesus.
他们来见证耶稣。
They pray for their friends who don't love Jesus.
他们为那些个没有信耶稣的人来祷告。
There's a calmness and a power in their lives which brings glory to Jesus.
在他们里面有这种能力，有这种平静，能够把荣耀归给耶稣。
Paul said, "Whether I'm alive or dead, I want to magnify, glorify God."
保罗说，我无论或生或死，我总是要荣耀神，彰显神的荣耀。
See, Jesus taught us to pray in the Lord's Prayer.
耶稣在主导文里教导我们。
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name.
我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
It's the same thing, hallowed, honored, magnified, glorified. Jesus says the first thing we pray is that God would be honored and glorified and worshipped.
耶稣说，无论我们怎么样祷告，我们第一件事就是要祷告神的名被尊为圣，被尊崇，得荣耀，得称赞。
And when we serve God with our gifts and abilities,
当我们用着我们的恩赐才能来侍奉神的时候，
What is the purpose of that?
我们的目的是什么呢？
Listen to what Peter says.
使徒彼得写道，
If anyone speaks, he should do it as one speaking the very words of God. If anyone serves, he should do it with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised and glorified through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and power forever and ever. Amen.
在彼得前书4:11这里写，若有讲道的，要按着神的圣言讲；若有服侍人的，要按着神所赐的力量服侍，叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督得荣耀。原来荣耀全能都是他的，直到永永远远。阿门。
Friends, I preach so God is glorified.
朋友们，我在这讲道，神得着荣耀。
Not so I will be a good preacher and you will like me. No, so God is glorified.
不是啊，说我是一个好的啊传道家，而是说神，我在这样做的时候，神得了荣耀。
Liambo is a good man. He will become. He is your pastor now, but he is not perfect.
对，我是现在是一个牧师，但是呢，我不是一个完全的人。
His hope is that God is glorified.
我的希望也是神得了荣耀。
John Piper has written about the whole idea of magnifying in his book Don't Waste Your Life.
约翰·派珀在他的一本书叫《不要浪费你的生命》中写道
，says you can magnify like a telescope or a microscope.
你可以放大，或者像显微镜那样的放大，或者是像望远镜那样的放大。
If you magnify like a microscope, you take something and you look at something tiny and you make it look large.
当用显微镜放大的时候，是一个很小的东西，你用显微镜一放，都变得非常的大。
A dust mite can look like a monster.
一个尘螨看起来就像个怪物一样，很大的怪物。
That's not what we do when we magnify God.
当我们尊神伟大、彰显神的时候，不是那样的。
It is not like God is very little and we have to make him look big.
不是说神很小，你把它放大。
God is already big.
神是个非常伟大的。
God is already loving and merciful and gracious.
神总是有慈爱、有怜悯、有恩典的神。
It's not like a microscope; it's like a telescope.
不是像显微镜发的那样，而是像望远镜那样。
We make something great look as great as it is.
我们是当我用放望远镜放大的时候，把那个伟大的看到真的像太阳那样的伟大。
The Hubble Space Telescope.Takes what is like little galaxies in the sky and shows them to be marvelous stars, billions and billions of stars.
你用哈勃太空的望远镜看这个真实的星系，在太空中就是十亿个巨大的星球。
Friends, we waste our lives when we do not pray and think and dream and plan and work toward magnifying God in all spheres of life.
当我们在我们的生命中没有祷告，没有想到，没有思考，没有梦想，如果规划在我们的生命中来彰显神的时候，我们就浪费了我们的生命。
See, God created us for this, to live our lives in a way that makes him look more like the greatness and the beauty and the infinite worth that he really is.
神创造了我们就是为了这一点，就是让我们活出我们这样的生活来，使我们能看到神的伟，真正的伟大。美丽和他无限的价值。
And so, how will we make him look great?
那么我们怎么样使神伟大呢？
We get to the second point, membership.
第二个是会员。
Jesus lived, Jesus died, Jesus rose again, and now he is building his church.
耶稣生活过，他死而复活过，他现在正在建立他的教会。
You say he is bringing men and women together to worship him, his church.
他把男男女女聚集到教会中来，来敬拜神。
Not individual Christians who worship alone, but people who come together in church.
不是一个人只是单独的在那里自己敬拜神，而是大家来到教会中要共同的敬拜神。
Look what happened in Acts chapter 2.
我们看看《使徒行传》第二章所写的。
Peter has been preaching, and now he explains how to become Christians.
彼得已经讲了道，他在这时候告诉那些个人们，怎么样成为一个基督徒。
Said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call.
你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。因为这应许是给你们和你们的儿女，并一切在远方的人，就是主我们的神所召来的。
And with many other words, he warned them and he pleaded with them, save yourselves from this corrupt generation. And those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day.
彼得还有许多的话做见证，劝勉他们说，你们当救自己，脱离这弯曲悖扭的时代。于是领受他话的人就受了洗，在那一天，门徒约添了3,000人。
The Holy Spirit comes.They preach, and 3,000 people believe in Jesus and are baptized and enter the church.
那天圣灵降临，他们传福音，结果三千人成为基督徒，并且受洗。
Part of a loving Christian community.
成为一个非常的相爱的基督教的团体。
That is what God expects of us: to believe in Jesus, to repent, to be baptized and to join his church.
神对我们的目的是让我们悔改，然后奉主耶稣的名受洗，叫我们的罪得赦，可以领受神所赐的圣灵。
So what did they do together in Acts chapter 2?
在第二章他们做什么呢？
They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship.
他们恒心遵守使徒的教训。
They listened to the word of God and they shared fellowship.
他们听神的话，然后在一块共同的交通。
And to the breaking of bread, which is communion, we're going to share in a moment, and to prayer.
他们掰饼祈祷，就像一会儿我们掰饼一样。
Everyone was filled with awe at the many signs and wonders performed by the apostles.
众人都非常的惧怕，使徒行了许多的神迹奇事。
All the believers were together. You see, together, not alone. Together, and had everything in common.
信的人都在一起，都在一起，不是分离着，而是大家在一起，凡物共用。
Verse 45, they sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need.
45节他说并且卖了田产家业，照着个人所需用的分给个人。
So they were generous with their money to help others who were poor.
他们非常的慷慨，对那些个贫穷的人。
And then every day, verse 46, they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They loved to come together to worship.
他们恒同心合意在殿里，他们在一起共同的敬拜神。
They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts.
他们在家中掰饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭。
See, we have to go into our homes and eat together and do life together.
他们走在他们的家庭，他们共同的生活。
See, that's why we have Bible study groups in homes, sometimes at the church, so we can spend time together and eat and talk and laugh and cry and worship Jesus together.
这就是我们他们进入在家里，他们共同的来在一块生活，来祷告，来敬拜。
And they're enjoying the favor of all the people.
结果他们得众民的喜爱。
People were watching the church and they said, "Wow, God is here. We want to know more."
人们会看着教会说，哦，神就在这里。
Maybe some of you are visiting today because someone had told you to come. Come and see what Christians believe.
也许你今天是被邀请到这儿来，您来这里看看。基督徒到底怎么样生活？
We're glad you're here.
我们非常高兴你到这儿来。
Because God wants to touch your life and change you and make you part of His church.
因为神想来触摸你的生命，使你成为教会的一部分。
See, God loves everyone.
神爱每一个人。
And He wants you to believe in Him and come and join His church.
你是不是相信他，然后来加入他的教会？
There was an announcement in the church newsletter once which said,Don't let worry kill you. Let the church help.
在一个教会的这个程序表上写着，不要让忧虑杀了你，让教会来帮助你。
It's meant to be a joke.
也是，其实是一个笑话。
Sometimes when you go to church, Christians fight.
有时候我们进入教会的人们在教会里。
And they get upset. And they get upset.
他们感觉到不安。
They get angry.
他们感到愤怒。
And they fight.
他们坚持。
Not here. You want to fight? Go somewhere else.
如果你要想在这里打仗的话，出去，到别的地方去。
Right, because we want to love Jesus and care for each other, because that's what Jesus wants us to do.
神希望我们能够彼此的相爱，共同的关心，这是神让我们做的。
We must love and welcome the new person.
我们必须欢迎爱那些新来的人。
We must share Christ's love.
我们必须分享基督的爱。
We must teach the word of God to each other.
我们必须彼此的教导神的话。
We must pray for each other.
我们彼此的代祷。
We must serve one another.
互相的服侍。
We must sometimes grieve together.
我们必须一同的悲伤。
We will rejoice together.
一同的喜乐。
We will learn from each other.
我们互相学习。
See, I have a Bible study group that meets in my house.
我们家里有个家庭小组。
Over the years, we have done many things together.
在过去的这么多年里，我们一起做了很多的事情。
Read the Bible.
我们共同读圣经。
We pray.
我们共同祷告。
We celebrate our children's achievements.
当我们的孩子有了成就的时候，我们共同来庆祝。
We've watched our children get baptized.
我们看到我们的孩子受洗。
And sometimes we've grieved when someone has died.
当有人死了的时候，我们共同的悲伤。
We've prayed for someone when they have financial difficulties.
当别人有难处的时候，我们为他来祷告。
We've gone to funerals together.
我们共同的去丧礼。
We go to holidays together.
我们有的时候要共同的去 holiday 去度假。
You see, we come, I made some of these up, so don't worry. Well done, you're doing well. See, because that's Christian community, that's Christian membership.
那就是一个基督教的团体，应当做的。
And true fellowship flows out of our relationship with Jesus.
真正的互相的交通是这个从他们与基督的生命中流露出来的。
You have fellowship with Jesus. You have fellowship with one another.
如果你跟耶稣有相交的关系，那么互相之间我们就有相交的关系。
See, the church is not a social club where you just hang out with people who are like you.
教会不是一个社交的俱乐部，你只跟那些你兴趣相投的人在一块玩。
The church is a family that God puts together, and everyone has a place.
神是一个神帮放在一起的一个地方，是一个家庭，我们每个人都有一个位置。
The third point.
第三点。
God wants us to grow to maturity.
神希望我们成熟，长大成熟。
He doesn't want just baby Christians.
他不想我们每个人都是一直处在婴孩的阶段。
And we teach the word of God to help you to grow.
我们教导你们神的话语，让你们来成长。
The Apostle Paul writes in Colossians chapter 1,
在哥罗西书第一章,
We proclaim him, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone perfect, complete, mature in Christ. To this end, I labor, struggling with all his energy, which powerfully works in me.
我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝诫个人，教导个人，要把个人在基督里完完全全地引到神面前，我也为此劳苦。照着他在我里面运用的大能，尽心竭力。
We are committed to helping people grow in Christ.
我们致力于帮助人们在基督里面成长。
Grow into a Christ-like maturity.
长成满有基督长成的身量。
See, we will read and preach the Bible in this church.
我们在这里宣读神的话语，传讲神的话语。
We will study the Bible in our home groups.
我们在家庭小组里来研读神的话语。
We'll encourage you to read the Bible every day in your homes.
我们鼓励你每天在家里来读你的圣经。
We'll do one-on-one discipleship.
我们对啊有一对一的门徒训练。
We'll encourage you to go to conferences.
我们鼓励你们去参加各年的基督教的会议。
And to read good Christian books.
读好的基督教的书。
Because your mind has to be transformed by the Word of God.
你这样就会，你的思想就会被神的话来改变。
You have to think like God and think like Jesus.
你就会想得像神，你会啊像耶稣那样的思想。
If you only listen to the television and the newspapers and you don't listen to the Word of God, then you will not think like God.
如果你只是看电视、读报纸，你的思想不会像耶稣那样。
If you only listen to your husband or your wife or your son or your daughter or your father or your mother and not God, then you won't hear God.
如果你只是跟你的父母相交、跟你家人，那么你不会更像神。
When I became a Christian, I stopped listening to my parents.
当我啊，我变了基督徒的时候，就
I love my parents, but my parents were not Christians. They didn't want me to follow Jesus.
我爱我的父母，但是我的父母不是基督徒，他不想让我来跟随耶稣。
I honored, I respected them, but about God, I did not listen to them. They did not believe in God.
我尊敬他们，但是我更多的来听神的话，因为他们不相信神。
The Bible says all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
圣经啊，提摩太后书三章十六、十七节说，圣经都是神默示的，于教训读者、使人归正、教的人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
We're not just talking about head knowledge.
我们不是说的头脑上的知识。
We're talking about life transformation. So we become in the image of Jesus.
我们说的是我们生命的改变，让我们有满有基督长这个满有基督的形象。
And God's Spirit works through the Word.
神的圣灵借着他的话语来做工。
Ephesians 6:17, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
以弗所书六章十七节，在那里圣灵的宝剑就是神的道。
You've got to pick up this word. You have to read this word. You have to know this word and let it change your heart and your mind.
一定要熟悉这些话语，来读神的话语，让神的话语来改变你的思想。
And when your mind is changed, you will want to give your life to serve Jesus.
当你的思想转变的时候，你才会把你的生命交给主，来服侍主。
Even teenagers, we have some teenagers who have been serving God, and they will serve every Friday afternoon because they are growing in Jesus and they want to serve others.
我们在这里甚至有年轻的人，十几岁的人，他们到这里来，他们的生命改变了以后，他们愿意来服侍主。
In the Chinese church, some of you have become Bible study leaders.
我们在我们的中文团契里，有的人成为。
Some help with music, singing.
有的人参加教会唱歌的服侍。
Some in the kitchen.
有的人在厨房里。
Some may visit someone in hospital.
有的人可能去医院里去访问。
When you're becoming more like Jesus, you want to do something for him.
当你越来越像基督的时候，你就想来为他而活，为他而做。
Which takes us to our fourth point, ministry.
我们第四点是侍奉。
God wants us to be involved in ministry.
神希望我们进入到侍奉。
Every Christian believer is a minister.
实际上，每一个基督徒都是一个服事的人。
Here's a pastor, this man here, Mr. Liam Bozang.
我是一个 pastor, 是一个牧师。
But he is not the only minister.
但是我不是个唯一的服事神的人。
Every one of you, if you love Jesus, are a minister of Jesus.
每一个你们中间的每一个人爱耶稣的人都是服事耶稣的人。
You just have different roles.
这是我们有不同的角色。
Different jobs for God.
不同的工作为神而做。
We need everyone working together.
我们需要大家共同的来努力。
I cannot sing.
我不能唱歌。
I'm hopeless.
我非常没。
I'm really bad.
唱歌我唱得不是很好。
So I need other people who can sing well.
但是我需要那些个唱歌唱得好的人来。
You see, we all need each other.
我们互相需要的。
I cannot cook.
我不会炒菜。
I make a nice spaghetti bolognese.
但是我会。
Doesn't matter. Meat and spaghetti and pasta.
Spaghetti.
Spaghetti. I'm very good at spaghetti. But nothing else. My wife is very good. She's a good cook. My wife. Different gifts, different abilities. The Word of God says, to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good.
圣经说，我们每个人都有恩赐，这个恩赐都是让我们共同的得到益处。
You have to think about where you will serve.
你要想想你有什么样的恩赐来服事。
Yeah. And the pastor's role is to train you so you can serve.
一个牧师的责任是训练门徒，然后让你们来。
Listen to Ephesians chapter 4:11-13.
以弗所四章十一到十三节。
It was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers to prepare God's people for works of service.
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
The pastors and the teachers do not do all the work; they prepare you to do the work.
牧师和教师不是做所有的工作，他是准来让你预备来做工作。
And when you are working and using your gifts and abilities, God is blessed and glorified.
当你工作的时候，运用神的恩赐，用神的能力来服事的时候，神就得着荣耀。
And finally, the fifth point and the final point, mission.
然后最后进入到第五点，就是宣教。
You see, you believe in Jesus, you grow to maturity, you start doing ministry, and then you want to go out into the world with the good news.
你信了耶稣。你的生命成长了，然后要服事主，你要走出去来传讲福音。
Jesus said to his disciples, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age."
马太福音二十八章十八到二十节说，耶稣近前来对他们说。天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
We need a great commitment to the Great Commission.
我们需要一个大的委身，才能完成神的大的使命。
Sometimes we get nervous about telling people about Jesus.
有的时候，我们给别人传讲耶稣的时候，我们感觉到紧张。
But we don't go in our own strength, we go in the strength of the Holy Spirit.
但是我们不是靠着自己的力量去，我们靠着圣灵所赐的力量去。
Acts chapter 1 verse 8, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
使徒行传一章的八节说，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
Let me give you an example, and this is not in my notes.
我给你讲一个例子。
Yes, or today is my wife's 50th birthday.
今天是我妻子的五十岁的生日。
Yesterday we had a very big party for her.
昨天我们有一个大的聚会。
She had a party with another friend who was 50, so there were two ladies turning 50.
啊，在两个妇人，她们同时都是五十岁。
There were 140 people at the party.
在这个聚会中有140个人。
And I had to give a speech about my wife, my beautiful wife.
嗯，我还得要说做一个发言，给我的妻子做一个讲道。
And I started my speech and I said, I first met my wife Linda when she was 16.
她说我讲的时候的时候，当她第一次见到妻子的时候，琳达在那时候只有16岁。
I told them she was a beautiful young woman.
我告诉他们，她是个非常美丽的人。
Very smart.
非常的聪明。
Very beautiful.
非常漂亮。
Very sensible and mature.
非常的成熟。
The best woman in the world.
这是最好，世界上最好的女人。
And I said to them, when she was 16, she became a follower of Jesus.
当她16岁的时候，她成为一个基督徒。
There were 140 people listening to me. Many were not Christians.
在那里有140个人，大部分很多人都不是基督徒。
I said, when she met Jesus, her life was changed, and she had a purpose now like never before.
当她16岁成为基督徒的时候，她的生命被改变了，她的生命有了个美好的目的。
I was able to tell them that God was now the center of her life and the center of my life.
现在神是他生命的中心，也是我生命的中心。
God says He will give us power to be His witnesses.
神给我们能力来见证神。
We must look for the opportunities to be witnesses.
我们必须来寻找机会来做见证。
But we must be confident because God is working to draw people to Himself.
我们必须有信心，相信神会吸引人来归向他自己。
We see this in Acts chapter 16.
我们在使徒行传16章我们看得到。
There was a woman called Lydia, and she heard about Jesus.
在那里有个人，有个妇人叫吕底亚。
And in verse 14 it says, the Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message.
在十四节说，主就开她的心，让她听留心听保罗所说的话。
Did you notice that? The Lord opened her heart.
你看到了吗？是主开导了他的心。
We are to share the gospel, but God is also at work in opening up our hearts.
我们必须来传讲福音，给别人来分享这个福音，然后神会开导那些人的心。
When she and the members of her household were baptized, she invited us to her home.
当那些个人受洗的时候，她把这些个人来带进她的家来。
She heard the gospel and believed, and she told everyone in the household, and they too believed. It was a great celebration that day.
当她受洗的时候，她把整个的家庭带进来受了洗，然后在家里有个大的庆祝。
Because this is a spiritual battle, we must pray as we go.
当我们出去的时候，因为是一个属灵的征战，我们在必须出去之前，我们要好好的祷告。
And Pastor Liambo really loves prayer, and he wants you to pray with him.
我希望祷告，希望大家跟我一同的来祷告。
Paul says, devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful.
保罗说，你们要恒切祷告，并要再次警醒感恩。
Then verse 3, and pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains.
要为我祷告，求神给我们开传道的门，能以讲明基督的奥秘，叫我按着所该说的话将这奥秘发明出来。
He wants an open door.
你知道有一个敞开的门。
We pray that God will give us open doors into people's lives.
我们希望神给这些个不同人的生命有个敞开的门。
Maybe you pray for an open door into your family, into your community, into your wherever you go.
也可能为你的家庭或者为你的社区来祷告，希望神开门。Yeah.
And Paul says, pray that I may proclaim it clearly as I should. We want to speak the true message to people.
他说，保罗说，使我能按照我该说的话，将那奥秘发出来，说的是真的福音。
And we have to be wise, he says, in the way you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. We must be wise. We must be smart as we talk to people.
我们必须有聪明，有智慧，怎么样知道用智慧与外人交往。
And let your conversation be always full of grace. Seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone.
让你们的言语常常带着和气，好像用盐调和，就知道该怎么样回答个人。
See, we must not get angry with people when we're trying to tell them about Jesus. We must speak with grace and gentleness.
当我们给人传福音的时候，不应当生气，我们应当带着恩典，能够带着和气
Yeah, we are not trying to win an argument, we're trying to lead them to Jesus. And as we do these things, God will grow his church. And growth in the church happens in three ways.
教会, 在成长的时候有几个方向。
Number one, transfer growth.
第一个是转移的增长。
People just come from other churches.
人从别的教会中来。
People might like to join us, and we will love them and care for them and involve them. Sometimes people just come to join us.
有些人他们希望来到这个教会, 他们只想, 来到教会来加入教会, 但是我们会关心他们, 会爱护他们。
Secondly, biological growth.
第二个增长是生物增长。
When we have a lot of families, they have a lot of babies, and then the church grows.
当我们有很多的家庭, 如果生了好多的小孩, 这个小孩, 我们那么, 那么我们教会就会成长。
Our English services are growing many babies.
我们的, 这个service也一直在增长。
Right? But the third way, even more importantly, conversion growth.
第三种增长是转变增长, 就是人们真正的信徒这种增长。
New believers.
新的信徒。
People who were lost now are found.
过去是失散人,
People who are in the darkness now come to the light of Jesus.
以前人们生活在黑暗里,
there are many people in this community who don't know Jesus. We want to pray that they will come to know Jesus.
在我们这社区里,
Maybe they come to the English classes.
他们可能,
Maybe they do Tai Chi in the park. Maybe they go to school or university with you or with your children. People everywhere who need to know Jesus. So we will reach out in this church. Families and friends and workmates and sporting friends and social groups. We have kids clubs and youth groups and scripture classes and playtime and English classes. We have craft and Macedonian ministry and a cap money course and Chinese ministry and local and overseas missionaries. This church has been going for 1 year. This Chinese church. People have become Christians. People have heard about Jesus. Now we start a second year. We're going to pray and believe for more new believers. We're going to pray and believe for more people to be here in the Chinese service. We're going to pray that the Spirit of God would work in this community, that many people will come to love Christ. In summary, five things we said today. God doesn't want us to waste our lives, but to live it for Him. Number one, magnification, live for the glory of God. Number two, membership, be part of God's church.
第二个是成为会员, 成为这个教会的会员。
Three, maturity, grow to be more like Jesus every day.
通过每天长大成熟, 我们的生命越来越像基督。
Four, ministry, find a place to serve.
在侍奉中, 我们找到一个位置来侍奉神。
And five, mission, let's reach our friends for Jesus.
然后最后一个是宣教的使命, 我们致力把福音传给地级, 传给每个人。
That's what we do in this church. I hope you believe that, and I hope you're committed to that.
我希望你能信呢,然后呢,致力来做这样的工作。
That's God's purposes, it's our purposes.
那是神的目的,也是我们的目的。
I'm preaching this message every service today.
今天每一个,每一趟的聚会都传同样的信息。
Same message for 9 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 6 o'clock, and 2 o'clock.
9点,11点,2点,下午6点,都传扬同样的信息。
Because we have one church, four services. And this is God's vision, God's purpose for us. If you're with me, say amen.
你要是, 相信给我一样的话, 你说 amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's pray.
我们祷告。
God, we thank you that you love us deeply and you have saved us through Jesus.
天父，我感谢你，谢谢你，你那样的爱我们，你借着耶稣基督来拯救我们。
Help us not to waste our lives, but to live it for God's glory.
帮助我们不要浪费我们的生命，却要让我们的生命来为神的荣耀而活。
Help us to obey you this year.
帮助我们在今年里来顺服你。
Change our hearts and help us to help others.
改变我们的生命，是让我们的生命来为你而活。
And to God be the glory. Amen.
愿神得的荣耀。奉主耶稣的名祷告， 阿们。
Amen. Amen.